First Lady Jill Biden and Interior Secretary Deb Haaland touched down in Bethel, Alaska, shortly after 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The First Lady exited first, waved to reporters as she stepped outside the plane onto the mobile stairway. The wind was strong and chilly with temperatures in the high 30s. It snowed earlier in the day. The First Lady and Secretary were greeted by three Alaska Native women, Representative Mary Peltola, First Lady of Alaska Rose Dunleavy, and Bethel Mayor Rose Sugar Henderson. The First Lady, Secretary Haaland, Peltola, and Dunleavy got in vehicles and made their way to Bethel Regional High School. Along the way, the motorcade was greeted by members of the community along the side of the road. When the motorcade arrived at Bethel Regional High School, Mayor Henderson and other Bethel leaders spoke to the crowd. Anna Hoffman, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Bethel Native Corporation, spoke, as well as First Lady of Alaska Rose Dunleavy, Secretary Haaland, Representative Mary Peltola, and finally First Lady Jill Biden. In Biden's speech, she referenced her last visit to Alaska, where she received her Yupik name.
I had the opportunity to visit the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage, where I met Valerie Davidson, the president of the consortium and a daughter of Bethel. And through Valerie and her team, I got to know this incredible state a bit better.
She stated she understood the connection to family, tradition, and the natural world, as well as the importance of subsistence.
And yet, I also learned about the challenges you face and how communities in rural areas like this one often feel unseen and underappreciated for their unique contributions to our country.
Biden touted the Biden-Harris administration's work to invest $100 million in the region to bring an affordable, faster, more reliable internet to Alaska through a partnership of BNC and GCI extending fiber optic cable inland from the coast of Kuskokwim Bay.
And this is one of the largest tribal broadband expansions in our country. With high-speed internet, you'll have better access to critical health care, new educational tools, and remote job opportunities. It will change lives and it will save lives.
After the speech, there was a performance from Ayaprun Litnarvik students, and Biden was given a kuspuk, a traditional overshirt. The color? Well, red, white, and blue, of course. At Bethel Regional High School, I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello.